Hello and welcome to a new deep dive from AI Unraveled, created and produced by Etienne Newman, who's a senior engineer and a passionate soccer dad up in Canada. Please make sure you like and subscribe wherever you get your deep dives, especially on Apple Podcasts, helps us stay on top of everything happening in the world of AI. Today, we're doing something a bit different, a focused deep dive into this fascinating collection of sources, all chronicling AI innovations and impacts from just one single day, July 24, 2025. Think of it as a carefully curated snapshot. It's designed to give you, our listener, a real shortcut to being genuinely well-informed about what happened on that specific day. We're going to try and uncover some incredible breakthroughs, pretty significant policy shifts, and those crucial economic and societal ripple effects of this rapidly evolving tech. Get ready for some genuine aha moments, I think.
Indeed. And our sources for this day, they really paint a vibrant picture. It covers a wide, diverse spectrum. We'll explore everything from high-level geopolitical strategies and this really unexpected breakthrough in historical deciphering to very real-world healthcare impacts and even some urgent warnings about new kinds of fraud. Our mission today is basically to unpack these key developments, connect the dots between them, and really show you why they matter to the bigger picture of AI's accelerating future.
Excellent. And look, for those of you listening who are looking to not just understand AI, but to really cement your understanding, maybe boost your career in this field, remember, Etienne Newman offers these invaluable AI certification preparation ebooks and audiobooks. Whether your goal is the Azure AI Engineer Associate, Google Cloud Generative AI Leader, AWS Certified AI Practitioner, Azure AI Fundamentals, or maybe the Google Machine Learning Certification, these resources are really designed to help you excel. You can find them easily at djmgabtech.com or Shopify. And yeah, all the direct links are right there in our show notes. Okay, let's dive in. Let's unpack this first big piece of news that landed on July 24th. The U.S. released a sweeping, 28-page AI action plan. What does this really tell us fundamentally about the direction AI policy is taking in the States? And I guess, how does it position the country globally?
Right. What's truly fascinating here is just the sheer scale and the explicit ambition of this plan. The Trump administration's document, it details over 90 distinct policy actions, all of them aimed squarely at accelerating U.S. dominance in AI. It's built on three core pillars. Mm-hmm. Accelerating innovation, number one. Two, rapidly building out infrastructure. And three, strengthening international diplomacy around AI. All this while trying to remove what they call red tape.
Okay.
So we're talking about pretty concrete actions like establishing new massive data centers, actively trying to refuel existing legal barriers that might slow down AI growth, and strongly encouraging open source AI development.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a big push to incentivize broader adoption of AI across different sectors.
Mm-hmm.
But perhaps, most crucially, the plan calls for rooting out ideological biases in AI systems.
Mm-hmm.
It actually demands that government contractors ensure their models are objective.
Objective. That's interesting wording.
It is. A fascinating directive, really, with potentially wide-reaching implications for how AI is developed and deployed in public services. The document itself, it goes as far as framing the current AI boom as nothing less than an industrial revolution, an information revolution, and a renaissance all at once.
Wow. Okay, that's a powerful declaration of intent, a really strong statement emphasizing urgency and national priority. But our sources also highlight some significant critics, people who argue this blueprint, despite the grand claims, is mainly crafted to favor the big tech giants. And in doing that, it potentially removes vital public safeguards, maybe failing to adequately serve the needs of, everyday citizens who are impacted by AI. So if we think about that tension, what does this aggressive all-in strategy really mean for the future trajectory of AI development and its, societal impact?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, it definitely signifies a decisive shift towards an all-in growth strategy. The core insight here isn't just about, say, economic expansion. It's really a strategic declaration. For the U.S., AI dominance is now seen as a geopolitical imperative.
Right.
This all-in approach, it reveals a clear willingness to prioritize speed and scale. It suggests a shift in policy philosophy, where red tape is seen less as a necessary safeguard and more as a potential obstacle in a global race, particularly, of course, against China. It really highlights a critical tension. How do you balance that rapid innovation push with ensuring broad societal benefit and, Well, protection.
That's the key question, isn't it?
Exactly. And while governments are grappling with regulation at this, you know, macro level, the tech giants themselves, they're making their own pretty significant moves. Take Meta, for instance. On this day, they rejected the EU's voluntary AI code of practice.
Oh, interesting. Why?
Well, the specifics weren't fully detailed in our source, but the move itself raises important questions about corporate transparency and maybe the limits of voluntary self-regulation, especially in a place like the EU that's actively pursuing comprehensive AI laws.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Meanwhile, you've got Google exploring licensing deals with major publishers. This move seems aimed at easing these escalating tensions caused by its AI-generated summaries. It's a problem made worse by new data, I think from Pew Research, showing that Google users click those original source links 50% less often when there's an AI summary right there at the top.
50%? Wow.
Yeah. So this isn't just some business dispute. It's really a crucial battleground for the future of online content, how news gets disseminated, and ultimately, who controls the information pipeline. I mean, the very structure of the internet as we know it could be reshaped by this stuff.
Absolutely. And speaking of, you know, setting the future direction and influencing these critical discussions, calling all AI innovators and tech leaders listening right now. If you're looking to elevate your authority, reach a highly engaged audience of AI professionals, researchers, decision makers, basically, the people shaping this future, consider becoming a sponsored guest right here on AI Unraveled. It's a unique opportunity to share your cutting-edge insights, your latest projects, your vision for the future of AI, all in a dedicated interview segment. You can learn more about our thought leadership partnership and the benefits for your brand and apply directly at https.djamgattech.com. And yeah, that link is definitely in the show notes. Okay, so from those grand strategies of governance and the shifting sands of content creation, let's zoom in a bit. How is AI already touching individual lives, maybe in unexpected ways? First, turning to the past. Who'd have thought AI could help us literally, well, rewrite ancient history and decode ancient Rome? It sounds almost like science fiction.
It really does. This is where it gets really interesting, maybe even a little mind-bending. Google DeepMind, on this day, launched Aeneas. It's an AI system that's basically a game changer for historians. It's designed to help restore, date, and decipher damaged Latin inscriptions.
Damaged inscriptions, like on stone.
Exactly. Yeah. And even pinpoint their origins across the vast Roman Empire. Imagine, you know, dusty, fragmented stone tablets, and this AI helps bring them back to life.
That's amazing. How does it work?
Well, the technical details are pretty impressive. Aeneas analyzes both the text and the images from these inscription fragments. Mm. It then intelligently suggests missing words, matches them to similar texts within this huge database of 176,000 ancient writings.
Wow.
And its accuracy is remarkable. It attributes inscriptions to specific Roman provinces with 72% accuracy. It dates them within a pretty precise 13-year window and restores damaged text with a 73% accuracy rate.
That's incredible. Did historians actually test it?
Oh, yeah. 23 historians rigorously tested the system. They found its contextual suggestions helpful in a staggering 90% of cases. And their confidence in those critical tasks, like dating and deciphering, it jumped by 44%.
44%.
Yeah. And what's more, this powerful tool, it's freely available for researchers. It's open sourced, which means it can be adapted to other ancient languages too. This breakthrough really raises an important question. What other historical gaps, you know, what other forgotten stories could AI help us fill across the globe? Especially when you consider things like the Vesuvius Challenge, which is already using AI to piece together fragmented ancient texts. It changes the whole process of historical discovery.
It really does. That's genuinely incredible. Helping us reconnect with our past in ways we couldn't imagine before. It's not just some fancy algorithm. It's a tool that actually empowers human historians. And AI isn't just about unlocking ancient secrets. It's also directly improving lives right now. Tell us about this OpenAI Copilot in Kenya. It's actively cutting medical errors. That sounds like immediate, tangible impact.
It is. This is a powerful and very practical example of AI's direct, life-improving impact on healthcare, particularly in underserved areas where, you know, resources are often stretched thin. OpenAI partnered with Penda Health in Nairobi, Kenya, to conduct this really groundbreaking study using AI Copilots in their medical clinics. The system, it's called AI Consult. It monitors clinical decisions in real time, providing this crucial safety net by flagging potential issues. But here's the critical part. It does this without dictating care. The doctors, they remain fully in control. They keep their autonomy, but get the benefit of this intelligent assistant.
Okay, so it's like a second pair of eyes, but not the boss.
Exactly. And the study was extensive. Nearly 40,000 patient visits involved. The results were really compelling. Clinicians using the AI Copilot showed a 16% reduction in diagnostic errors and a 13% reduction in treatment errors compared to those working without the AI.
16 and 13%, those are significant numbers in healthcare.
Absolutely. All the surveyed clinicians reported improvements in quality. An impressive 75% labeled the impact substantial. They described the tool as both a safety net and, interestingly, an invaluable educational resource. The study found the success really hinged on three key things. First, capable models like GPT-4. Second, seamless integration that didn't disrupt the existing clinic workflows. And third, active, personalized training for the clinicians. These lessons are incredibly valuable. They could really serve as a blueprint. For ensuring AI tools actually improve care without adding complexity for frontline staff, as more clinics globally start integrating AI, it's a testament to responsible, human-centered AI deployment.
Yeah, those real-world applications. From deciphering ancient text to directly improving patient care, they're truly inspiring, really highlights AI's profound potential. And if you're feeling inspired by this, maybe wanting to roll up your sleeves and build with AI yourself, or perhaps advance your own expertise. Don't forget about Etienne Newman's AI Unraveled Builders Toolkit. It includes a comprehensive series of AI tutorials and PDF, detailed AI and machine learning certification guides, plus practical AI tutorials in both audio and video formats. It's designed to help you start building with AI today and really sharpen your skills. All the links, as always, are conveniently in the show notes at djmgate.com or Shopify. Right, now let's shift our focus again, this time to the bigger economic picture. OpenAI, on the same day, released its first comprehensive economic analysis of ChatGPT's impact. It drew on a massive data set. So beyond just the headlines about productivity, what does this analysis really tell us about how AI is fundamentally reshaping our economy and the workforce? What are the nuances they highlighted?
Yeah, this analysis, it's drawing on this immense data set. 500 million users, 2.5 billion daily messages. It offers a fascinating deep look at the productivity gains they attribute specifically to their technology. The findings illustrate some pretty tangible impacts. Teachers, for example, are reportedly saving nearly 6 hours per week on routine tasks.
6 hours a week? That's almost a full workday saved.
Exactly. Supposedly freeing them up to focus on more complex, student-facing work. Pennsylvania state workers, another example, completing tasks 95 minutes faster daily, suggests significant efficiency boosts in public services. And perhaps most dynamically, entrepreneurs are leveraging ChatGPT not just for efficiency, but to actually build entirely new companies and startups. It shows AI as a catalyst for new ventures. In the U.S. alone, they reported over 330 million daily messages, which indicates really widespread adoption.
Okay, so big adoption, clear productivity gains in some areas.
Right. And this report also marks OpenAI's significant and, I'd say, strategic entry into economic research. They've got chief economist Ronnie Chatterjee leading the effort. They're launching a substantial 12-month research collaboration with prominent academics Jason Furman at Harvard, Michael Strain at Georgetown to delve deeper into AI's broader workforce impacts. This research will be housed in OpenAI's new Washington, D.C. workshop, which signals the company's increased quite deliberate focus on policy engagement.
Ah, policy engagement. Makes sense given the timing.
Exactly. It comes at a crucial time as they face mounting regulatory scrutiny, over market concentration and this increasing number of copyright lawsuits from publishers and content creators. So this internal analysis, it aligns with those broader industry projections we hear about. Goldman Sachs estimates generative AI could boost global GDP by a staggering $7
trillion. $7
trillion. Yeah. And McKinsey projects annual productivity gains of up to $4.4 trillion. So the economic stakes here are just enormous.
Huge potential impact, definitely. But our sources also note that while this analysis highlights those productivity gains, it doesn't seem to fully address potential downsides. Things like job displacement or even the significant cost for businesses to actually implement this stuff. The report acknowledges, quote, some jobs disappear, others evolve, new jobs emerge. But it doesn't really quantify these disruptions. That raises a really important question then. What are the significant challenges or risks AI presents as it keeps expanding so rapidly, particularly maybe from a security standpoint?
That's an absolutely critical and frankly urgent question. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman himself, speaking at a Federal Reserve conference on this very day, July 24th, specifically issued a stark warning to banks. He warned about an impending significant fraud crisis.
A fraud crisis driven by AI.
Yes. He highlighted that AI-driven voice and video deepfakes have advanced to a point where they can now convincingly bypass traditional voice print authentication. You know, that method widely used by banks to approve large financial transactions. Apparently, deepfakes can beat it now.
Oh, wow. That's concerning.
Very. His message was clear and direct. Institutions must overhaul outdated verification systems. They need to prepare for a sophisticated new wave of AI-enabled financial attacks. This isn't some future problem. He's saying it's here now.
Right. The threat is immediate.
Exactly. And beyond that specific fraud concern, we're seeing other rapid transformative shifts across the industry just on this one day. YouTube, for instance, launched new AI tools for its Shorts creators. Things like photo-to-video capabilities, various AI-powered effects for quick visual transformations. Google also rolled out its own suite of AI-powered features in Google Photos, enhancing image editing and organization. On the development side, Microsoft released GitHub Spark in public preview for its Copilot Pro Plus users.
GitHub Spark, what's that?
It's a powerful coding tool. It basically converts natural language prompts directly into full-stack applications. It's powered by advanced models like Claude Sonnet 4. It could significantly accelerate software development.
Turn words into apps.
Yeah. And on a different, more geopolitical note, Amazon announced the closure of its AI lab in Shanghai, China. They cited strategic adjustments and, interestingly, the ongoing U.S.-China tensions as a factor, alongside some broader cloud computing layoffs. So all these things together, they really illustrate this incredibly dynamic, sometimes turbulent, and constantly evolving landscape that AI is creating right now.
Wow. Okay. From national policy strategies aiming for global dominance to uncovering ancient history to transforming healthcare and then issuing these urgent warnings about sophisticated deepfake fraud, it's undeniably clear. AI isn't just evolving, it's actively redefining our daily lives at this astonishing, almost dizzying pace. This deep dive into just a single day's news, July 24, 2025, has really highlighted the immense breadth and depth of AI's impact.
It really has. And what's most fascinating, I think, is just the sheer velocity of change we're witnessing. We are living through not just a period of remarkable technological breakthroughs, but also profound societal and economic restructuring. The fundamental challenge, really, for all of us lies in understanding these rapid shifts and adapting to them with, you know, foresight, critical thinking, and a willingness to embrace these new paradigms.
Indeed. So for you, our listener, here's maybe a provocative thought to mull over as you go about your day. If AI truly represents an industrial revolution, an information revolution, and a renaissance all at once, as that U.S. policy doc claimed, how quickly can our established institutions, think banking, education, government, how quickly can they innovate their own systems and structures, not just to keep pace with, but to effectively guide this unprecedented transformation? It's a huge challenge, one that will likely define our era. And one more time, for those who are truly at the forefront of this transformation, those building and leading the way, calling all AI innovators and tech leaders. If you're looking to elevate your authority and reach this highly engaged audience of AI professionals, researchers, and decision makers, consider becoming a sponsored guest right here on AI Unraveled. This is your chance to share your cutting-edge insights, your latest projects, your vision for the future of AI, and a dedicated interview segment. You can learn more about our thought leadership partnership and the benefits for your brand and apply at https.djamgadtech.com and AI-Unraveled. The link, as always, is in the show notes. And as you continue on your own AI journey, please don't forget to leverage Etienne Newman's incredible resources. This includes his AI certification preparation ebooks and audiobooks designed to help you certify in AI and boost your career, as well as the AI Unraveled Builder's Toolkit, which is packed with tutorials and guides to help you start building with AI today. You can find all the details for those at djamgeck.com or Shopify, with direct links waiting for you in the show notes. Okay, that wraps up our deep dive for today. Thank you so much for joining us on AI Unraveled. Make sure you like and subscribe, especially on Apple Podcasts, so you don't miss our next deep dive into the ever-fascinating world of AI.